with our guest Kobe Fine from Kobe Sells Vintage. Let's welcome him. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Show.
Thank you for coming here.
Yeah, no, this is great. I'm really happy to be on your platform today.
Thank you.
This is awesome.
Kobe, tell me about yourself, your background, and what you do, your education.
All right, so I guess currently I'm a fashion student. I study fashion business at George Brown. I've been running Kobe Sells Vintage for about 3 years now, and I've been collecting vintage clothing for roughly 8 years. Mm-hmm.
What year are you in college?
Right now I'm in my second year.
So you study fashion?
Yeah.
So you have a passion?
Yeah, quite a bit. I definitely have a passion for clothing and styles, silhouettes, all that good stuff.
Do you remember the first time you started doing like fashion and styling like at a young age? Do you have any recollection about that?
Yeah, a little bit. It started with my dad. He worked at Much Music for a long time. Mm-hmm. And back in like the late 90s, early 2000s, they give out a lot of free gear for like, if an artist came into town, there'd be an album, let's say, and there'd be shirts promoting that album or jackets or whatever. And all that clothing was passed down to me. And throughout high school, people were always complimenting what I was wearing and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And it was like, why not spread the love and find more stuff for everybody?
So now you have a company?
Yeah, I do. It's just Kobe Sells Vintage. Self-explanatory.
Okay.
I find vintage garments and mm-hmm. I ship and sell all over the world.
What inspires you to open that?
Helping the planet out for sure is a big one. The textile industry is a huge problem in terms of the environment. So, finding more garments that have more life to it, I think, is really important to me. It's really important to the world. So I think that's where the passion comes from, saving, pieces and giving them a new home, a new life. I think it's really important.
So how do you come with the idea of selling it online or as a, like, do you sell it only online? How do you approach your
I mainly operate online. I do a ton of markets all over Canada, mainly in Toronto because that's where I am most of the time. I sell online mainly through my website that I built and my Instagram platform as well.
Seems like you have a passion for it.
Oh, definitely. I love it. The majority of the time I don't find it much work. It's more of a hobby that, thankfully I get paid for so I can continue doing said hobby. It doesn't feel much as work, which is the great thing about the passion.
Okay, we'll talk more. We're going to take a break and we'll be back.